Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach David Boucher, talking Royal Valley football. The Panthers fall last week 51-7 in their last district contest, and 1-7 the record overall on the season, with one game left at Baldwin this week. But Rock Creek, Coach, knew it would be a pretty formidable opponent. Another spread offense. I know they threw it around quite a bit, had some big plays. I guess what were your biggest takeaways and what you saw from your team in Week 8 last week?
You know, we really met a good challenge and a good solid football team in Rock Creek, and I thought we played hard from an effort standpoint. We had our highest effort grade of the season on defense at 85%, and our offensive effort grade was around 73%. And those two grades were the highest we had all season. So we took a step, a very high quality football team at Rock Creek, and I thought our kids competed hard. It was our first game that we didn't have a turnover. Still had penalties, still beat ourselves. But, you know, Rock Creek's a very high-quality football team, and you just can't have any mistakes against a team like that.
I know we've talked each week about, you know, some guys in and out of the lineup and injuries and all that, but who do you feel like have been some of your most consistent players that have been able to be out there about every week that seem to be compiling some stats or doing some steady, you know, good work for you each Friday night?
You know, of course, Trace Morato has been a solid player for us, and Jameson Shane, both of those two players didn't play a whole lot, limited by injuries, but gave us all that they had. Of course, Aiden McKenzie is a sophomore quarterback and two-way starter as a corner and then a safety at times. Cody Wassinger and Ashton Wood on the offensive and defensive line both have done really wonderful things, and Cody's a sophomore and Ashton's a junior. Then you have like William Kralichek's senior leadership on the offense and defensive line. He's going to be missed so much. We talked about that last week, but just a high quality person. And there's so many others. You know, Tyson Parks as a two way starter. We moved him out to tight end because of injuries. But he's been the starting Mike linebacker as a sophomore from day one. So I think there's a lot of really bright shining stars that have really stepped up. That are up there on the tackle lists and defensive stat lists, and you know, that our best two runners statistically are both juniors, Jameson and Trayson. So it's going to be exciting to see their development over the next year.
Yeah, you have to look at small little victory steps forward, like you mentioned, no turnovers and the energy level and such. Also had to feel pretty good to get a touchdown last week, just to be able to finish a drive and be able to celebrate a score. Again, another small step probably, but one that the boys felt good about for their efforts.
Oh, yeah. Well, we should have even. Again, I mentioned the penalties. You know, in the second quarter, you know, Aiden busted out a 65-yard run, and we got the ball to the 1-yard line, and we punched it in, but then we got a holding call that takes that back, you know, a holding call that really had nothing to do with the play. But, you know, that's been a little bit of our season. So that takes us back, and we attempted a field goal at that, you know, three plays later, and we missed it. But so we had opportunities to score even earlier than when freshman Jackson Stevens punched it in from the 4. So,
Royal Valley, as mentioned, will be at Baldwin this Friday night to wrap up the season. We'll come back and talk with Coach Boucher about that Week 9 game right after this timeout. Justin Flukeback with you, joined by Coach Boucher. Royal Valley football wrapping up the season at Baldwin, and should be a pretty good matchup, Coach. Obviously not in the playoff bracket, but what's kind of the message to your team? One more opportunity to go fight and play a football game this Friday night, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this is a big game. This provides momentum into the winter for the winter sports seasons. It provides momentum for our program. We told them, you know, this whole season has been about growth, and really every season is going to be about growth and getting better every game. But I mean, 2-7 sounds a lot better than 1-8, and so I think we're excited for this opportunity to play Baldwin.
Baldwin hasn't been able to get a victory so far this season, but I know you've had a chance to already scout and kind of get a prep on them. What will be the keys to keeping them winless and your team playing well this Friday?
Oh, like most games, you know, we got to continue to not put the ball on the ground and control the ball and control the line of scrimmage, especially on C gap, you know, off tackle. They want to run it there and we want to run it there, and so whoever can control that part of the field and on the line of scrimmage is going to be a big indicator for who's going to win this game.
excited just to go out in a game like this with nothing to lose? I mean, just unload the playbook, I guess, try to get the kids to play as hard as they can just one final time this season. Is that part of the rally cry going into week nine?
Oh, yeah. You know, getting the kids. And, we practice hard. I mean, I don't think people would know that we're a 1-7 football team with the way we practice, especially the last few weeks. I think we, as a coaching staff, we targeted two or three things that we really wanted to work on as position groups in October, and a lot of our drills have been geared toward those things, and we've done them. And I feel like we've taken some big steps, and so there's really, I mean, there's, you know, playbooks open, like I said, and we'll see what happens, but really it's about just going out there and doing our thing and continue to compete at the level that we know we're capable of.
You bet. Well, best of luck in finishing up the season, Coach. Appreciate your time each week. I guess we'll be chatting with you in basketball here in about a month.
Yeah, it's going to be up before we know it.
Coach David Boucher of the Royal Valley Panthers, the weekly locker room chat's all sponsored by Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine located in Hoyt.